Welcome, everybody, Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'iloi nishmat, my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Sion. This afternoon, I watched a few emotional videos that are making the rounds on WhatsApp of Rabbi Yudi Dukes leaving the hospital after 241 days of dealing with the corona plague. Yudi, who's a father of young children, was in a coma for a big chunk of time, had major surgery due to the debilitating effects of corona, is still in a wheelchair and attached to oxygen. He still had major rehabilitation ahead. What struck me is the gratitude uttered by Yudi to God for all the good that he has bestowed upon him to restore him to life. And Yudi recited the beautiful blessing, Shehachiyanu v'kimanu v'higiyanu l'zman hazeh. He also verbalized his gratitude to all the people around the world who prayed on his behalf and who support him emotionally and materially and support his journey from the throes of death to life. In fact, before going home, Yudi stopped at the Rebbe's resting place, the Ohel, to express his gratitude to God and to the Rebbe and to pray. When you think about it, the man had 8 months of suffering. This pandemic and his illness will affect his health and the rest of his life. He still has a huge road ahead, yet he's thanking God and man today. Today, America is celebrating a holiday that we Jews celebrate daily. It's actually in our DNA, given to us with our name. Jews are Yehudim. In fact, in this week's portion of Vayetze, we receive our name, which is part of our essence for eternity. Leah, our matriarch, names her son Yehuda, Judah, saying, Ha'pam odeh et Hashem. This time I will thank God. We are Yehudim at every moment of our life. Our mandate is to continually thank God for every breath that we take. It's interesting. It just occurred to me that Yudi Duke's name is Yehuda, so his DNA is certainly saturated with thankfulness. Someone once asked the Rebbe's mother if the Rebbe had a favorite prayer and what it would be. After a few days, the Rebbetzin Chana came back with a reply that yes, the Rebbe does have a favorite prayer. It's the line of gratitude that we recite each morning upon opening our eyes. Modeh ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam, shehechazarta bi nishmati b'chemla, rabba emunatecha. I offer thanks to you, living and eternal King, for you have mercifully restored my soul within me. Your faithfulness is great. In other words, what we're saying is, God, thank you for returning my soul to my body and granting me once again the gift of life. It's a sure sign that there's a little dark corner left in this world for me to come and illuminate. Thank you, God, for entrusting me with this task. The Rebbe, the perpetual optimist, taught us by example that we can be grateful even for the challenges in life. Even when life gives you mountains to climb, it's an opportunity. And with a positive attitude, it will be infectious and even keep us healthier longer. After the Rebbe's heart attack in 1979 on Simchat Torah, those around the Rebbe tried to protect him through various means. When the Rebbe realized from his office, which had been turned into a makeshift hospital, that it sounded too quiet in the building of 770 Lubavitch headquarters, the Rebbe sent out a message to the Hasidim that the simcha, the true joy of Simchat Torah being celebrated, will be what breaks the barriers in heaven and cause his healing. During that same time period, when the Rebbe wanted to speak to the Hasidim in continuation of his life's work to inspire, one of the doctors said, Rebbe, do you realize that if you do not take care of your physical health, you have a 25% chance of a relapse? The Rebbe then smiled and replied, yes, I realize that what you're saying is that even if I do not take care of my health, which I have every intention of doing, I have a 75% chance of not having a relapse. So much of Judaism trains us to be positive. We start our day, as we said, with positive gratitude to God. Our goal is to make 100 blessings a day. Blessings in our prayers, thanking God before and after we eat, even thanking God for the plumbing that we have when we emerge from the washroom, the physical plumbing. I was at a Chai Lifeline Shabbaton years ago when I heard Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro deliver a very powerful talk on being positive, even amidst the negatives in our lives. He was fighting for his life, which was being threatened by a ticking time bomb in the form of a brain tumor. Each treatment took tremendous courage and fortitude. One day he was laying on the hospital bed waiting for the chemo to his head to be administered. He had psyched himself up for the frightening treatment. He had planned in his mind what prayers he would say, what studying he would do, and how he would distract himself from the physical pain and the emotional drama and trauma. He was happy with his plan and how he was managing when the door opened. A nurse popped her head in and said, "Rabbi, be positive." "Huh?" he looked at her. "Where does she get off? I mean, after all, I have a plan. I'm psyching myself out." And who asked her? "Rabbi, be positive," she repeated. Rabbi Shapiro must have been staring at her in disbelief, like perhaps thinking, "Yeah, let her try this and be positive." When the nurse filled him in by adding, "Rabbi, when you walked in today, you asked me to find out what your blood type is. It's B positive." Our rabbis, notably Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, advise us to develop a good eye for all that we encounter in life, because positivity engenders positivity. You may be thinking to yourself, "Yeah, easier said than done. Can I really adapt a Pollyanna attitude when I have so many challenges in my life? Do you have any idea how difficult it is?" I think all of us, to different degrees, are dealing with heavy loads personally and collectively, especially in these pandemic times. I want to share one more true anecdote before addressing the last point that I just mentioned to myself and to anyone who cares to listen. A rabbi was contacted by someone who felt overwhelmed by the challenges in his life. The man just did not see any point in living anymore. Life was just too painful to bear. "I understand," said the rabbi. "Possibly, if I was in your shoes, I would feel the exact same way. But let me ask you something. If, in addition to all your problems, you were also blind, would you still feel the need to take your own life?" "Of course," replied the man. "Even more so. That would be even worse." "I get that for sure," said the rabbi. "Now, what if just before you're about to jump off the bridge, your sight would be restored? Would you still take your own life?" asked the rabbi. "Of course not. What a blessing that would be." "But your life would still have all those challenges," said the rabbi. "Yes, but now I could see. It would be a whole new world opening up for me. I would want to see it." My friends, our instinct is to focus on the negative. But are we awed by the magnificence of 2020 vision to allow ourselves to really see the positive even in 2020, be it hindsight or insight or plain sight of what is right in front of us? While it's true that especially this year of 2020, so many are struggling physically, materially, emotionally, spiritually, the isolation and the fear of the unknown can be overwhelming. But we need only to open our eyes to count the blessings, starting with whatever health we have, roofs over our heads, food to eat, phone, even internet to connect with and to elevate ourselves with, and yes, even toilet paper. More importantly, we're grateful that we carry the most valuable legacy and have God with us 24/7. We just need to choose to connect. Of course, we need to do what we can to increase our positive experiences and inspiration during this time, as you are all doing now. So although I didn't eat turkey today, I, for one, am grateful for Thanksgiving every day. As a loving father, God taught us the attitude of gratitude by saturating our service and our connection to him with it. With divine inspirations, our sages ensured, most importantly, the codifiers of the Jewish law, they ensured that our daily prayers are filled with gratitude. Our meals begin and end with gratitude, articulating the blessings in our life. As with all children, we often need to be led by the hand and taught that focusing on the blessings and being grateful with our positive eye will be infectious and lead to more positivity and thereby a healthier and a happier life. And one more brilliant point that I'd like to mention on a day when our class is focusing on gratitude for the blessings in our lives. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks of blessed memory coined a beautiful phrase, which I just heard from his granddaughter. Judaism teaches us, he said, that you make a blessing over life by being a blessing to those whose lives you touch. May we merit the true open blessing of the era of pure positivity and the end of the galut with Mashiach now. Thank you, everyone, for elevating the airwaves with me, Le'iloi Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom and Rav Bensi. And please remember, a little light dispels a lot of darkness. Candlelighting in South Surrey is at 4 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sami. That was really, really special. And that last quote is, maybe you could just repeat it.
The last quote from Jonathan Sacks of blessed memory is, Judaism teaches us that you make a blessing over life by being a blessing to those whose lives you touch. It's just something magnificent that he said, obviously, you know, through the Torah.